This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The president has responded to Colorado's request for more ventilators, but he wasn't responding to Governor Polis. Donald Trump said it's thanks to Colorado's Republican Senator Cory Gardner. As CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, it's causing some to wonder if Trump is playing partisan politics in a time of crisis.
As usual, it all started with a tweet. "We'll be immediately sending 100 ventilators to Colorado at the request of Senator Gardner," Trump wrote. Gardner told Fox News that he brought up the issue with the president during a phone call Tuesday.
"I'm very thankful that he provided that last night. We're going to continue to work with the president for more and continue to meet Colorado's needs. But I think it's just a sign that we are making sure we're fighting for Colorado. We're standing up for all of our states."
Colorado had been working for weeks to get more ventilators to the state through the federal government and the open market. State officials ordered 500 ventilators, only to have FEMA swoop in and take them. Here's what Polis told CNN last week.
"So either work with us, or don't do anything at all. But this middle ground where they're buying stuff out from under us and not telling us what we're going to get, that's really challenging to manage our hospital surge."
In addition, Polis had written to Vice President Mike Pence asking for 10,000 ventilators. It's not surprising that a president would want to give credit to a member of his own party. That's just politics, according to Seth Maskett, professor of political science at the University of Denver. What's raised concerns from some is that politics appears to be playing a role in where the equipment goes.
It's been further alleged that Trump has been sort of handing them out to political supporters, to swing states, to states that look like they're likely to be competitive in the presidential race this fall. So this just sort of falls into that storyline very neatly.
Trump may not win Colorado this fall, but Gardner is facing a tough re-election. His seat will help Republicans retain control of the Senate. Maskett says that's key for Trump.
"I think when he's thinking about Colorado right now, he's thinking about Gardner. You know, Gardner has been pretty supportive of him, and in many ways he wants to return that favor."
The ventilator tweet got a sharp response from Democratic Representative Diana DeGette. She accused the president of playing politics with public health. One person trying to stay above the fray, Polis. His spokesman says the governor welcomes the news and will continue working with the federal government to get equipment needed for Colorado. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.